Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello friends, Simon Miller here, and as I have to keep telling you, because people do keep asking, which I do appreciate it, currently touring the United States, The Last Match musical, but because I do want to keep talking about professional wrestling, you're going to get weird videos such as this, and do you know what we're going to chat about today? CM Punk. And now listen, I totally understand why AEW decided to air the security footage from All In of CM Punk and Jack Perry got into it. I mean, ever since Punk did that interview on Ariel Helwani, which I was also fine with, you just knew we were going to get some shots fired. I also just think we as fans should enjoy all this, because people kept going from that day, oh, I want to see this video, and now you got it. So it's like being served dinner and go, I wanted breakfast. What? In terms of right here, right now, as of right today, though, it's probably time to move on. Why? Here's why. As of me speaking to you, we have no idea how this is going to affect AEW and Dynamite going forward. Now, look, there was a little bit of a bump in the ratings when they did decide to do that episode, but I think it's going to be one of those situations where we do get down the line, and 2020 is going to provide perfect hindsight. But once again, if you're just somebody that wants to enjoy all this madness, well, it wasn't the worst thing in the world, was it? The thing is, though, All Elite Wrestling is at its best when it does indeed focus on All Elite Wrestling. I know that sounds stupid, but it's so easy to get distracted in this wrestling world of 2024. And actually, the best piece of evidence for this was the end of 2023. Say it with me, the Continental Classic. Everybody was loving that because the grappling was so good. And more importantly, it allowed All Elite Wrestling to feel nothing like WWE. And do not forget, AEW is meant to be an alternative. And while it's fine to borrow a few things here and there, ultimately, if you watch Raw or SmackDown, then you tune into Dynamite, Collision, or Rampage, you want to make sure there is a difference. Otherwise, I mean this with all due respect, you're going to get into a situation where TNA was in 2010. Now, ironically, today, TNA is awesome and feels like it's old product, but we've seen what can happen, don't do it. But I totally understand that AEW is trying to grow its audience as well and wants to get back to that magical 1 million number, but you cannot ignore your core set of fans, otherwise they are going to leave as well. It'd be like building a house and then going after the foundations. Do you know what's going to happen to the structure? It will collapse. So of course we do need to cast the net as wide as possible, but also you can't make a sandwich without using bread. And I did just say that. And let's go back to that tournament. Daniel Garcia came out the other side feeling like a megastar. Brody King came out the other side feeling like a monster. And who won the damn thing? It was Eddie Kingston. And we all love Edward. And this just made us feel all warm and fuzzy in our tum-tums. And go back to any single wrestling moment that you remember fondly, probably because it made you feel good. Many saw this as a really good step as well because, of course, in November 2024, CM Punk had returned to WWE. So he was doing his thing and he seemed perfectly happy, and AEW was doing their thing and they seemed perfectly happy. And we got to April 2024. And look, I understand all the interest. I was certainly one person that was desperate to hear all of these sides. But eventually, you do have to get to the end of the rainbow. And that's where I think we've arrived now. Because Punk was indeed let go after All In. Jack Perry was suspended for 7 months. And now, not only have we heard from Punk's side, but AEW have shown footage, as we've already talked about, underlining why they did let CM go. So what else could we possibly do with that at this occasion? Unless you want to do like a panel show with people talking about it, and man, we don't want to do that. So at this juncture, if you do keep harping on about it, all you're doing is reminding everyone that at one place in time, AEW was a little bit chaotic, and while like Dr. Robotnik, I love the chaos, it does have a very specific shelf life. Because eventually that does become such a distraction that everybody forgets about why you came into existence in the first place. And again, it's because people in 2019 were desperate for good wrestling matches on weekly television. And even today, in 2024, AEW is still giving you that. And that's what we should be talking about. Even Punk himself has said that he's happy from his time in AEW and feels even happier now. So if he's in a good place and AEW is in a good place, I don't think you need to keep going back to this specific situation because it just makes us negative Nancys. I'm sure you've been on the internet. Sometimes when you get too much negative Nancy in your head, you start to become a negative Nancy and then you stop liking sports entertainment. And we're meant to like sports entertainment. Listen to its stupid name. Even if there was one last piece of this, which was to try to make something out of it to fuel a storyline, well, we've done that too, because the Young Bucks just threw it into their narrative with FTR. And look, if that does end with Jungle Boy coming back at the Dynasty pay-per-view, screwing over FTR in order to join the Young Bucks, well, I actually think that could be the best of a potentially bad situation. Go and watch the New Japan show from Chicago the other day where Jack Perry came out as the bad guy, man. He had an aura and he had an atmosphere around him. And the fact that he is tapping into this with his Cry Me a River jacket, well, it must have worked because go look at his t-shirt sales. He went and sold them all out. So this is where we can hark back to the past to get some kind of idea how this could work because we all remember what happened with the Montreal Screwjob and Bret Hart and Vince McMahon. Now, Vince McMahon didn't mean to make himself the biggest heel of the WWF, but it did happen because of a real-life situation. And while ever since then, people have been going, oh, well, it's not going to really help Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, and it's not going to help Tony Khan, we all forgot about the Jungle Boy. Maybe this is what he needs to start his proper heel journey. And again, go and watch that show. It's made me very excited. He should lean into it. And yes, look, I get it. People are saying, oh, the whole thing is totally unprofessional, but let's not pretend that that's new for wrestling. But again, talking about this mad business, on so many occasions, there has been a positive coming out the other side. And do you remember when Jack Perry first turned heel? Everyone was like, oh man, he can't play the bad guy. It's not working. Well, this could be the secret sauce that does make it click. I shouldn't have done the noise. Ultimately, though, we're all in the same position anyway, because if you wanted to back CM Punk, you can now back CM Punk. And if you're more of a Jack Perry fan or you lean towards the Young Bucks, well, now you probably have a bunch more footage where you can go, ha ha, I knew I was right. But I would just push that to the side at the moment. It's run its course, and I think it's done. Long term, though, you can't keep going back to it, because again, it does steer the conversation in the wrong way. I mean, let's go back to All In that is happening in 2024. AEW is definitely going to put another 50,000 people in Wembley Stadium. And given that they did that last year at 70,000, and now they're basically going to do it again, that is totally unheard of, and I'm going to hark on about this forever. It just means it's better for the entire wrestling industry, and that's what all proper fans should want. If you're wishing death on a company, don't want to be that guy, but you're a bit weird. And I do understand why people want to keep discussing this, because the whole CM Punk AEW thing could be turned into a thesis. But I really do feel we've got to the law of diminishing returns now, and at this point, you're just shouting into the wind. I mean, we've heard from both sides, I'm repeating myself, what else is there possibly left to do? So instead, I will be that guy and remind you that competition in wrestling is very, very important. And if you're wondering why WWE is so successful today, a reason for that, or at least one of the reasons, is because of the birth in AEW in 2019. That sort of lit a fire under WWE's ass, and I hope none of this stops anytime soon, because really within my lifetime, been thinking about this, it could be the best time for wrestling ever. All things considered, though, CM Punk is no longer All Elite, whereas the likes of Jack Perry, the Young Bucks, and FTR are. So that is what we should focus on. Again, you may be seeing this after AEW Dynasty, but we are getting FTR versus the Young Bucks round 4, and I saw the first 3. That can never be bad, even if you do have some hookum thrown into the mix. So I just think the company themselves should focus on what they are good at, and you can leave all the other nonsense and controversy to video creators like me. Let's face it, we're going to go on and on and on about this because we totally love it because we're a bunch of a-holes. But you didn't hear that from me. Obviously, this is serious, serious stuff. Also, make sure you don't turn the comments into a flame bait rage as well either, because again, I understand it from CM Punk's side and I understand it from AEW's side, which is why I don't mind them throwing all of that stuff out there. I mean, again, we all wanted to see it to begin with, and now we can just lay our bed and go to sleep, and we wake up in the morning, get back to the good stuff. Great matches, great storytelling, great characters, and of course, goofy wrestling for life. Now, like I say, please do let me know what you think about all of this in the comments, but be nice, like the video, share the video, and subscribe. There will be a video on the screen right now, which is me talking about AEW and CM Punk. because again, we can do this till the end of time. Otherwise, I appreciate you joining me, my friend. You'll have to excuse my voice. I still have WrestleMania throat, which sounds very, very dodgy. I'll be fine soon. All the best. I appreciate you. See you soon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.